Hello, fellow humans. What if the key to face our capitalism is to expose certain virtues for what they really are, namely sick vices that maintain a chokehold on life? Wealth accumulation is probably the most flaunted virtue under capitalism. We are told that such and such individual is worth such and such number of money, as if wealth is a state of being, not of having. Erich Fromm wrote in To Have or To Be, "If I am what I have, and if what I have is lost, who then am I? Nobody but a defeated, deflated, pathetic testimony to a wrong way of living." Wealth is thought to be a proxy for other qualities, such as industriousness and intelligence. Wealth is supposed to measure rewards for displaying such qualities. However, wealth accumulation does not question if those qualities are real, how they are acquired, why should we reward them in the first place, how much should we reward them, what are the consequences for limitless accumulation. Wealth accumulation is a ridiculous game of hoarding money and assets to prove, confirm, boast you are better than other humans, therefore more deserving. This rotten virtue generates inequalities, oppression, warlike mentality, destructive attitudes towards losers at the game, and all forms of life. Wealth accumulation for its own sake is not a virtue. It is a cancerous vice that should be exposed. Hard work is the backbone of success in capitalism. There are countless business gurus and CEOs who tell us about their 20-hour workday, how they sleep at the office to build their businesses. But why is only this particular case of hard work rewarded and not doctors and nurses for doing 24-hour shifts, for gig workers working 70-hour weeks? Yes, you guessed it. Only owners of capital are rewarded, but not the rest of us who work for a wage for somebody else. Bertrand Russell wrote in Praise of Idleness, "A great deal of harm is being done in the modern world by belief in the virtuousness of work. Why do we need so much work? What's the rush? Just to produce and consume as much useless stuff as possible before we die? We forget that production and consumption are supposed to be a proxy for a good life, which is about well-being, healthy emotions, healthy relationships in a healthy environment. Mindless hard work for the sole purpose of production and consumption is a vice that eats us from inside. Meritocracy is assumed to serve as a moral foundation for all rewards under capitalism. This belief that success comes through talent and effort, not birth or privilege, allows for perverse consequences. Rich humans claiming that their wealth is entirely the source of their effort. Powerful humans claiming being in a position of domination over others is a consequence of their capabilities. What if we actually had a perfect meritocratic society? Michael Sandel wrote in The Tyranny of Merit, "But a perfect meritocracy banishes all sense of gift or grace. It diminishes our capacity to see ourselves as sharing a common fate. It leaves little room for the solidarity that can arise when we reflect on the contingency of our talents and fortunes. This is what makes merit a kind of tyranny or unjust rule. It is impossible to ignore the lack of birth, the lack of a good education, life circumstances, professional opportunities. All that are completely random and independent of personal choices. It is impossible to ignore that all personal traits, from intelligence to competence, trace back to prior causes and circumstances over which we do not have any control whatsoever. If you can show me an idea or a behavior that had a prior cause over which I had full control, then you have proven that I had free will to make choices in life that led to my success, for which then I deserved rewards. Show me thoughts, and ideas that do not have a cause outside of the body. Because it is impossible to prove that, meritocracy is a deeply rooted delusion that has no basis in the real world. It is a vice that corrupts our morals and behaviors. Anand Giridharadas wrote in Winners Take All, The Elite Charade of Changing the World, "The idea that someone could buy a ticket to a conference or donate a few millions dollars and expect to help the very people who are being crushed by the system, that is not philanthropy, that is patronage. Philanthropy is the vice of vanity wrapped as virtue and often sold as entertainment, which is infused with arrogance and patronizing attitudes. When capitalism will be abolished, philanthropy will become obsolete, and we will remember the values that actually matter: empathy, compassion, altruism." Matthias Schmelzer, Andrea Vetter, and Aaron Van Syngen wrote in The Future is the Growth, "The development of productive forces and technology in modern societies have become authoritarian, alienating, and restrictive of self-determination. Technology has become more about showing off and signaling status than serving the needs of humans. What good is social media and smartphones if our generation is more anxious than ever?" Jason Hickel wrote in Less is More, How Degrowth Can Save the World, "When we innovate more efficient ways to use energy and resources, total consumption may briefly drop, but it quickly rebounds to an ever higher rate. Why? Because companies use the savings to reinvest in ramping up more production. In the end, the sheer scale effect of growth swamps even the most spectacular efficiency improvements. The virtue of efficiency is what is causing the destruction of the environment, the corruption of our minds, the rise of the delusions of austerity. When it props up capitalism, efficiency is a self-defeating vice that hides its true motives: more power for the elites, more suffering for the rest of us." Let us also consider the flip side. What if some behaviors that are considered undesirable by capitalism can actually be seen as virtues of a desirable life? What if idleness stopped being considered a vice and became, in fact, a revolt against consumerism, a quest for finding meaning in life, time for reflection, awe about life, thinking about others, engaging with others? Idleness is the time when we can sit with ourselves and others, overcome our anxieties, meditate, and fully discover our potential. What if unproductive creativity, the one that does not make money for the creator or creates a product for society, is actually the path towards self-fulfillment and towards the discovery of untapped potential in ourselves? Unmonetizable creativity that cannot be hijacked by capitalism is a very powerful act of self-liberation. What if slowness became a virtue associated with thoughtfulness, doing things right, considering all options, seeking full consent from everyone affected, being careful about consequences, being careful about not doing harm to yourself, to other humans, and other forms of life? In slowness, we can discover events that are either too small to be noticed when we rush, or happen faster than our brain can register. Slowing down connects us. What if refusing to compete became a virtue of peace? Seeking collaboration instead of confrontation, seeking collective challenges towards a higher purpose, seeking to satisfy our urge to become better and be recognized for it, not by climbing over others, not by pushing others aside, but by sharing the spotlight of attention on what truly matters, which is the discovery of a higher meaning outside all of us that does not have to be spiritual, but rather very much anchored in our very relationships with everything alive us. What if dependency stopped being associated with being a free rider, or a profiteer, or a loser, or a weak character? Relying on each other, depending on each other, trusting each other, from family to colleagues, partners, associates, fellow citizens, is the most resilient type of social network that humans can create. We should embrace dependency as an extension of our own self. In the Ubuntu philosophy, a saying reads, "A person is a person through other persons," which means we achieve full personhood only through how we behave towards other persons and never solely by ourselves. What if nonconformity in the face of injustice, abuse, oppression became a virtue of liberation supported and embraced by everyone in society, not just by the victims themselves? Capitalism wants us to obey its rules, not talk back when we challenge its laws, not interrupt its CEOs, not disrupt its operations that clearly do harm to all life. I think we may consider it a moral duty and virtue not to conform with these evils of capitalism. I invite you all to challenge everything that capitalism thinks is a virtue. Discover the deeply hidden causes, motives, and explanations. Push back and liberate yourself. Thank you for watching. If you can, please support me on Patreon or Ko-fi so I can pay my bills. Increase the peace. This system would properly replace capitalism. Let us call it the economy for life. Economic growth cannot remain the core objective.